This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutra Medical Report. We are going to be joined in just a moment by our special guest, Ryan, who will be coming on air in just a second here. And we'll have Ryan in just a second.
This is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, Dr. Bill here. We are live on air and we're ready to roll. I think we're going to pick up where we left the other day. We actually were working down our way through the various Nutrimeds, and I think we're actually on the category of, just saw a flash on the screen there. Let's see. We have the, I think we're down through, let's just see if I can locate it here. Just take a second here. That's my first line of defense kit on the screen right now. We're going to get into a better picture. That's important. By the way, there's a number of components in there. Let's see if we have the epigenetic frequency. Whole body systems. Magi. Let me go back to the beginning here. I'll just pull it open here and open it back up again. Shop products A to Z. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about specific products again, everyone. These are extremely unique nutraceuticals. And by the way, you're not going to find these elsewhere. I had a gentleman just call me a few minutes ago before the show. He had a four-vessel cardiac bypass, and he wants to stop cardiac arrhythmias before he goes back for the doctor to give him a whole ball slew of more drugs. And the first thing I told him, I said, you need to have things to get a magnesium to lower your cardiac irritability of your heart. You need forskolin. You'll need our Omega Supreme Pro, not anti-inflammatory fatty acids, because it's inflamed heart. You need our full vitamin K2 minoquinone 7 to reverse calcification, because if you did a high-speed CT, they'll see calcification of your conduction bundles. So let's go through some of these nutraceuticals now. Let's see if we've got the list here. Oops. Let's look at our A to Z list here. It should be right here. Yeah, there we are. Okay, we're going to roll down. I think we were down. We went down to Cognition Plus. I don't think we're that far. I think we're down around Cognition Plus. And we talked about that for your brain.
I think you are probably about right.
I think we'll start off with Collagen Max. Now, this lady, by the way, called me before the show. She's diagnosed with osteoporosis. Now, the dumb doctors, and believe me, they're like, they're ravenous wolves on hungry, and they don't care if they eat your daughter or eat you or whatever. These doctors are so dumb, they're dangerous, okay? They want to give a thing called bisphosphonates. Now, I've done research 50 years ago when I worked with Dr. The head of the American Canadian Arthritis Association, Dr. John Woodbury. And even we knew 50 years ago that bisphosphonates destroy your osteoblast, lay down new bone. Now, if you don't have rebar in your bone, it's like asking a trucker to drive over a bridge that doesn't have steel in it. Like, you're going to drive over a bridge made with concrete only, with no steel in it. Even if it's dense, it's going to crumble when your truck gets over the top, and you're going to die when all the debris lands on your freaking head. So you need Collagen Max, you need Bone Generator, you need Micell D3, you need Myco D2, and you need to be taking the trace minerals that are necessary, like Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus, because you need all of these in order to build bone. And you can add, too, if you want to get real fancy, my Red Deer Velvet and Oncomycin Myco D2. But let's talk about Collagen Max. This is really important. And also, by the way, takes away your wrinkles. If you have wrinkles, you know, people take makeup on the outside of their body. I call this make-in. In other words, instead of working from the outside in, trying to make you look pretty or beautiful or less, you know, more handsome if you're a male and you don't want to look wrinkly. Collagen Max actually takes away your wrinkles. The studies done with our supplier in Europe found in 6 months it reduced like 57 to 67% wrinkles on photographic evidence looked independently. So it also makes rebar in your bone. It makes collagen around all your ligaments and tissues. It makes the glycosaminoglycan cartilage in your joints, along with things like our joint performance and tendon and arthritics. You got to understand, people, if you don't take the things to building block, you can't rebuild yourself. So Collagen Max is not collagen. I've had some people, Dr. Deagle, I managed to get collagen. I think, you know what? You're an idiot. You're not listening to my show, are you? They give me the odd sound. I'm thinking, dang, you know, I'm talking about a sheeple, not a people. Right? You know the difference between a sheeple and a people? You know how you can tell? Because you ask them and they're really good at buying. They go, Dr. Deagle, Dr. Deagle. Pretty funny, hey?
That's good.
Yeah. The sheeple versus the people. Anyway, You haven't heard that before. One before. Yeah, yeah.
I hadn't heard Sheeple.
Yeah, I know. There you go. Collagen Max. Talk about it. Let's go. What's in it?
Well, it's choline stabilized orthosilicic acid, or CHOSA. And what makes this really critical is it's a rate limiting step. It's really the simplified way to say it is silicon that you find in your plasma. And it's for a lot of people that go, well, silicon, you're like, well, like, you know, but they make boobs out of them that are fake. You're like, well, your body needs that component in order to build tissue, and it's a rate limiting step for the production of collagen, elastin, and keratin in your body. And so for a lot of people, they've heard, you know, oh, I should use horsetail or some horsetail herb or something like that. This is the real thing, or silica. This is the real way to do it. That's got a great amount of research looking at in animals and then in humans as well, as a highly absorbable nutrient that is necessary in this rate limiting production aspect. So hair, skin, and nails becomes a really critical thing for people. Nobody wants to see those things starting to get weak, brittle, break, fall out. And so if those things are happening, this could be a really important aspect to address in your body. I know a lot of times it's easy to jump to it's hormones, but you have to remember there's some basic nutrients like this that you, when you put in, can really change the way that your body's being able to perform.
Right. So I want people to understand that. So next one is colon cleanse. When John Wayne died, how many pounds of plaque was in his lower colon? Do you have any idea?
God, wasn't it like, didn't you, I know you told me this before, but I think it was 50, something around
there. What I'd heard from various people, but the number I think I'm correct, it's at least 26 pounds. Now, when you get plaque in your lower colon, you can end up with ruptured diverticuli, and you get what we call left-sided appendicitis. But imagine all the bacteria down there deconjugating everything you eat that you've already deconjugated in your liver. You're conjugating your liver to get rid of the damn out of your body. And sitting down there, these damn bacteria for decades, deconjugating and sending back to target organs to give you cancer, heart attack, or dementia. So you've got to clean your lower colon. So I tell people to take things like our IBS care and take colon cleanse. And take your probiotics. I live in probiotic, Ruzel 6 from Paris. They did a study last year in California. They went to a vitamin store up, I think, in Orange County, and they tried to see if any of them had any probiotics. Only one item in the store had even some in it, so probiotics actually grew out in culture. Everything else was completely freaking useless. Ours is the actual Ruzel 6 strain, then we have another one called Living Probiotic Ultra. That's 100 billion organisms. Colon cleanse is going to blow off these fecalists or little stones in your colon and clean out that plaque on the inside of your lower bowel. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, got three ingredients in here. Basically, a non-addictive and safe way to help regulate the bowels. Magnesium. It uses magnesium citrate in this case. Oftentimes, people listening have heard us talk about chelated forms, particularly with magnesium. In this case, you actually do not want to use the chelated form, although you're not looking to use like a magnesium oxide, which is really harsh on your body. But you use the citrate to help with the bowel movement, because by not using the chelate, you do not absorb it as well, but you draw water with the magnesium to the bowel area. And that helps with this process, along with what's known as Cape Aloe. And then Trifolia is another one, a standardized version of Trifolia. So usually it's two capsules at bedtime, 1 to 2 capsules, just with 8 ounces of water. And that is a great dose for a lot of people to start getting the movement consistently that they need in their bowels. And for a lot of individuals, they go, well, I'm regular, but when it comes to, like, how often is regular, every few days is not acceptable. You're eating typically, obviously, most people 3 times a day around that. And the bowels, you know, need to be moved regularly. Otherwise, when you're talking about toxic buildup, when you're talking about more stress on the system or the creation of dysbiosis in your bowel or the reabsorption of estrogens that you've packaged up and you've meant to ship out to the bathroom and be gone with them, you all have to go through that process over and over again. So very important as a part of the whole, if you will, cleanse or detoxification of the body is going to the bathroom regularly. So right. This is a beautiful one. So much easier to take than many of the things that are over the counter in the market, and much more effective.
Yeah. Now, I want people to understand that it's important to kind of look at these. Let's look at the next one. Next one is CoQ10 Supreme. And this guy called me literally 10 minutes before my show. And he had a 4-vessel bypass, and he thought, if I take CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, will stop my cardiac arrhythmias. I'm thinking, and you only want to take one thing. I'm thinking, oh man, where's this guy got it? When people act like they somehow know something when they don't know anything, and then they want to take one thing that's going to cure it, when the doctor could give them a half a dozen drugs and won't stop it, and they've even had heart surgery, four vessel bypass, and they think that, well, give me one thing, doc, and it's going to make me better before I go for my assessment next week. I'm thinking, stop blithering and start listening. There's a big difference, blithering and listening, right? You like that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do. You were using your Cognition Plus earlier today or something, because you've come up with some nice ones. Sheeples.
Yeah, sheeple and blithering. Be able to stop blithering and start listening. That's when people tell Dr. Deagle to shut up, I'm thinking, you know, stop using ad hominem attacks. They said, I'm bulletproof to ad hominem attacks. I have what's called, you know, when they put that special Velcro or stuff on you that's bulletproof? I'm bulletproof from ad hominems. It doesn't do anything. It bounces off me like I'm Superman or the Flash or something.
Well, so, when it comes to CoQ10, you know, this is something that I think there's a lot of unawareness about CoQ10 just being a poorly absorbed nutrient. And so for many things that are in the market, you know, the ones you hear advertised and all this stuff, usually the absorption rate really is right around like 1% to 3%, meaning out of 100 milligrams taken, somewhere between 1 milligram to 3 milligrams for absorption rate. And so you can have a more dramatic impact by using this form of CoQ10 because it basically limits the crystallization of the material, and that helps it to be absorbed on a regular basis, and it's more than doubled in its effectiveness,
right?
By more than that. And so it's a really neat one to go to. And, you know, it's funny, CoQ10, I've been doing this quite some time, but CoQ10 just sort of has this arbitrary number stamped on it that take 100 milligrams. I know there's people listening that go, no way, I need 300 or 500 or whatever, 800. Well, when they're messing around at 300 or so, now they're starting to probably get the more logical range. You don't need to necessarily do it with this version in order to help really drive up those plasma levels. Because
you know, what is CoQ10? Think of CoQ10 as the spark plugs for your heart and your muscles and your brain. In fact, what CoQ10 ubiquinol causes the blood-brain barrier, and also actually will reverse NECA or cavitations around your teeth. So if you just bite one of these and hold your mouth 10 minutes, twice a day, cavitations around your gums will go away. And it's also a reserve formula. It'll convert back into CoQ10. So I tell people to take both. I take CoQ10 Supreme and CoQ10 ubiquinol. I'll take two each in the morning and twice a day. And if you have heart disease, and you got to have both, because you want the reserve form, but you want the one that crosses the blood-brain barrier, goes to your eyes, ears, your brain, and so on, that's a ubiquinol form. It's also a reserve form.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, depending on what people's capabilities are monetarily and stuff like that, both are really great options, obviously.
Well, you have a choice. You can have a better vacation, or you can have a better coffin. You like that one? You can have a shinier coffin, or you can have a bigger cabin. What do you want?
But I do like you said it really fast, which a lot of times I even stuck for me, you know, might go right by. But one aspect about like gum disease, for example, if that's occurring, you know, a dentist often, you know, they don't necessarily tell you, but they're like, when there's gum disease, you know, the strong link about what's going on to the health of the body becomes really critical.
Right, that's why I tell people with gum disease, take Collagen Max, take CoQ10, take my Red Deer Velvet and Oncomycin, and take the minerals. You need the minerals to rebuild the connective tissues there. You want Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus, and you need the methylation pathway support, powermuscle B12 and superfolate.
So it's people a really good one, though, that when people are listening, like, go to your dentist, let them tell you what, like, the health of your gums are. When they're like, well, it's kind of creeping up, you know, you're starting to move in these ranges that we start worrying about gum disease or something like that. You start adding the protocols in, and when you go back in for your checkup, watch how they respond.
Right.
They may be saying stuff like, well, it's either stayed the same or it's improved dramatically, and that just tells you how important the nutrients are in these different areas of the body, and the mouth is really such a window to kind of the rest of what's going on.
Right.
If our mouth is having a lot of trouble, you know, we are probably internally not far behind. And I know I've used that example, too, with collagen, which we were talking about.
Now, I'm going to date myself because I'm 68, but I think if people realize that their body was like a very expensive automobile from Italy, from Milano, that makes the best automobiles in the world, and people's cars, their bodies were renamed, you know, Sally Lamborghini Countach, which means in Italian, holy cow. And they had to fly a technician in from Milano to take care of their body instead of going to the local doctor who doesn't know anything. And the technician would come in and do a test on them, you know, like Deagle, telemedicine, send 50 kits and do quantum testing and everything. Say, you know what? These are your genes that are screwed up. These are nutrients that are screwed up. This is the antibodies attacking different tissues. This is showing signs of your quantitative EEG in the skins of all your body, your brain, everything. And I'd say, you know, at the end of this, I said, you're driving at 180 miles an hour and your car is not capable of going over 40. And if you continue driving your body at that speed, you're going to crash and burn. But you see, people think, you know, I learned this lesson 50 years ago when I was in medical school. And the nurses taught me before I graduated. They said, you know, Dr. Deagle, there's no such thing as an accident. What do you mean by that? And I said, I like you, Dr. Deagle. We're going to teach you. The doctors won't teach you that, but us nurses will. I said, I learned that a long time ago. Nurses know more about real contact with patients than doctors. Did you know that?
I believe that.
Doctors are technicians, and yeah, they tend to do procedures. And the nurses actually take care of people. So whether the intensive care nurse or the surgical nurse or the one handing the implements to the doctor to kind of cut or do whatever, and you got to understand this. So you say, Dr. Deagle, there, and I said, what do you mean? Well, people, if they drive really, really fast or they're drunk or they're under the influence of drugs or they're hanging off the side of a building and they didn't have a safety harness on, it's not surprising when they break their neck or they come in with their legs broken. I said, you know what? You're right. So the problem I see is we don't have integrative medicine. You know, when they talk about Bernie Sander Claus, you know, I call him, he should have a Santa Claus hat with a communist kind of thing on his chest, you know. And he's always angry, like, I'm Mr. Angry Potato Head. He's an angry communist, right? And all these socialist communists don't understand, you can't take a broken system and give it to everybody and bankrupt the country, and it doesn't integrate medicine. Now, integrated medicine is not alternative. What I teach and preach, which is the use of nutrients and drugs, drugs have got their place 15 to 20% of the time. They do. Surgery has its place about 30% of the time. The rest of it is either inappropriate or unnecessary. I had a guy that called me this morning. He said, Dr. Deagle, I heard you know how to actually reverse coronary artery disease without cutting my chest and cracking my leg like a lobster. I said, yes, I know how to do that. You do ECP therapy, extracorporeal counterpulsation. I put a video up last week with the expert in New York. And you take my nutraceuticals and my peptides, and guess what? You're going to grow new damned arteries, and you can prove it with an angiogram. You're kidding, Deagle. I said, no. You don't even need a stent or a bypass. I can not only open up your old arteries, I'll grow you new ones. What? I said, my doctor wants to do a big procedure. It's going to cost $500,000. I said, when you walk into his office, can you hear his nurse over the cash register? Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. Right? And people say, Dr. Deagle, you're sarcastic. I said, that's not even a good term. I said, I am the grim reaper for the lying, I call carrion bird medical profession, right? They should have, like, and walk into the office, you'll see a little condor or a black crow with a little white coat on and a stethoscope hanging around their neck, right? Be appropriate, what do you think?
Yeah, that's funny.
And you'll see a picture of a highway called a medical highway, and there's a patient where they're picking at their bones on the side of the highway, right? So
that's good.
Yeah, get that kind of image in your head there, people. You think, Dr. Deagle's crazy. I said, but I'm a kind kind of crazy, and I'm a smart kind of crazy. And if you don't listen to me, you're going to suffer. And like with the things like SARS or 5G network, I just saw Tucker Carlson this morning from the show last night. He talks about how dangerous 5G is. You know, happy fried temporal lobe of your brain and multicentric gastroglioma time. Happy dementia. And people think, well, Dr. Deagle, they're not doing this actually on purpose. I said, you're kidding. You don't read the inserts on the cell phones about how far you have to keep it from your head or you won't fry your brain tissue? Duh. So we have other nutraceuticals here. Next one I want to talk about is dibetylene. Now, when I went into medicine 50 years ago, almost, to find the cause of diabetes. And guess what? I did this year. Do you know what? Every doctor on earth, and that means everyone, we're talking about millions and millions of doctors, have got their head craniologically and intellectually shoved up their rectum. They're actually intellectual contortionists. Have you ever seen anybody like in Cirque du Soleil and they can do contortional things? Like, whoa, how can a human body bend like that? Well, unfortunately, there's a class of people that are both so-called religious leaders of whatever faith, political leaders, and medical leaders or legal leaders. And they have their head inserted so far rectally, they haven't seen intellectual daylight in decades. And diabetes is a disease of your skeletal muscle. It's a loss of the GLUT4 transporter and insulin receptor, and I can prove it. Oh, that's just your theory. You're a crazy deagle. I said, you know what? I went and did research 40 years ago with Dr. Audrey Hewen, head of pathology, and as a reward for it, I got threatened to have my license pulled for just drawing the bloods and spending millions of dollars of heritage trust fund money in Alberta, Canada, with the head of pathology. Checked the biosciences every month, and 5 years before Dr. Ravens did his research on insulin glucose tolerance test at Stanford University. So Dr. Deagle is not an average doctor, and not just like, oh, he's off on a tangent. If you don't damn well listen to me, you're going to suffer, and then you're going to die, sucker. And the diabetics are one of the biggest populations going blind, going kidney failure, getting peripheral neuropathy, and having amputations. My grandfather, before he died, because he was a very wealthy man, he had a suite beside Frank Sinatra in the Copacabana until 1959, when he had to go to Florida, near Frank Sinatra in the Copacabana, Cuba, with the revolution. But he had a candy bowl every 7 feet in his jewelry stores. And before he died, he was a tough bugger. He died in the 70s, I think 76. He was in renal failure for years, and he had his below-the-knee amputation. So he said, Bill, I want you to go and find the cause of diabetes. Guess what? I'm a determined son of a bitch. And I found out that diabetics have high insulin, and my reward was, Deagle, we're going to take your freaking license for daring to say that. I said, you know who I did research with? The head of pathology. Then Dr. McEwen at the Ron Curry Institute, that really meant, it was like being on the set of The Exorcist. Have you ever seen doctors go crazy, Harry, when someone younger and smarter and wiser than them finds something that they've been trying to dig for 50 years, and they go completely insane because they realize they're embarrassed by somebody that's 1,000 times smarter than them and will ask questions they don't want to ask because they're trying to maintain their position in power? And by the way, I found the cause of most major illnesses, and I'm publishing it this year, by the way. I found the cause of cancer, heart disease, peripheral neuropathy, vascular disease. I improve it with testing, rather than, oh, that's just your theory, Deagle. So dibetalene and Biotin Plus and leptin metabolic and berberstatin reverse diabetes, along with our monatomic minerals and scalar technology to open up your insulin receptor and your GLUT4 transporter in your skeletal muscle. When your body can't make enough insulin to overcome your insulin resistance in your muscles, you start spilling sugar back over into your body. Now, sugar doesn't attach to body proteins without free radicals, which is why you need things like Nutritrala, carnosine D-link, and ultrathiamine B1 that stops sugar from attaching, because without singlet oxygen radical, it can't freaking attach to anything. It's a chemical reaction. But you ask the average doctor, as I said, they have craniocephalic rectal insertion syndrome. Do you like that?
Yes.
Yeah. In other words, Dr. Deagle, is that really fast? What do you mean? I mean, their eyeballs intellectually are so far up their rectum, they can only see their belly button from the inside. Okay? People say, Dr. Deagle, my doctor is smart. I said, maybe they're good at golf. Maybe they know what to select at the restaurant. But for God's sake, if you listen to them, you're going to end up diabetic, blind, have amputations, and get peripheral neuropathy, and you're going to die early. As they say, instead of Die Hard 3, we're going to call your life Die Hard 4, because that's what you're going to do. You're going to Die Hard 4. How's that? Do you like that? Instead of Bruce Willis, you'll be the main actor. Pretty funny, hey?
So that's good stuff.
Yeah, I know, it's funny stuff. But you know what? Sometimes people think, Dr. Deagle's nuts, man. He needs to shut up and let his guests speak. I'm thinking, you know what? You need to shut up and listen. Stop blithering and start listening. If you're diabetic and you're not taking dibetalene, Biotin Plus, and leptin metabolic to restore your leptin sensitivity, and restoring your free radicals by taking things like our ultrathiamin B1, cell detox glutathione, Nutritrial, and Gamma Plus, you're screwed and tattooed. You're going to get cancer. You're going to get dementia. Do you know how much? Diabetics are 6 times more likely to get cancer and dementia, coronary artery, peripheral vascular disease, and amputations. Duh! It's like, this is big money for the medical business. Like, you're diabetic? Okay. They can almost hear, instead of the cash register, they're your heartbeat and your pulse and your systolic and diastolic rhythms of your heart. They can hear the cash register and the money going tingle, tingle, tingle. So like when you go to Vegas and you hear the machine, all the coins dropping. People say, Dr. Deagle, they're not that bad. I said, they're worse than that. I'm just using a little humor to get through to your knuckleheads. So what's a dibetalene, Biotin Plus, and leptin metabolic? And, of course, berberstatin stops the glucagon causing the water carbon pathway in your liver to convert protein into sugar. And that's why we have glycemics, too, that'll block your sugar surge, because the sugar surge, our diets are, if you got bread, say, in the 1890s, it took you a day to digest it. Now it takes you about 20 minutes. That's why they call it the white bread glycemic index, because white bread is a glycemic index of 100, developed by the guys in South Africa that followed my research and the guys up at in Stanford 5 years after we did our work. But they got kudos. I got a threat to pull my damn license because how dare I challenge their paradigms. That's why I do not want to be on any regular medical board. I'm with the Naturopathic Board of California soon, and I'm now with the Native Board, and they can take their medical licensure certificate and shove it up in the monkey stuck to peanut. Okay, you know where the monkey stuck to peanut? He put it rectally.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. I got to make you laugh. I mean, this is a tough job, but you know what? If you use some humor, sometimes you get sort of people that think they can't get the logic, but they get the joke. Right?
Right.
So, and I'm in a fine form today. I took all my vitamins, and I even had my infrared sauna beforehand. I had infrared sauna, my shower. I have one of these low ELF infrared saunas. I got everything. I got a hyperbaric chamber here. I'm charged up at 68. I feel sharper than I was when I was 28, 40 years ago. So, get out of my way. Deagle's on the rage. How's that?
That's good.
If I can make you laugh, maybe, you know, if I can make you, you know what, I learned an important lesson. This is something you'll like as a Christian, because we're both Christians. Do you know that questions and curiosity do not come from your mind? They come from your soul. And do you know when you dream at night, it's actually your soul talking to your mind? It's called soul speak. Did you know that? And when you pray, the most powerful thing you can do on the earth is not an action to help people or whatever. It's simply to pray, because at that moment, you're asking God to talk to you through your soul. Did you know that? There's nothing more powerful than prayer. And dreams are soul speak, where your soul, whether it's on the right side or the wrong side of things, is talking to your mind. And curiosity only comes from your soul. It does not come from your mind. So if you're not curious, you're never going to accumulate wisdom. And without wisdom, you're always going to screw up and suffer for it. In fact, faith comes from curiosity. And that's why you read the Bible and pray on it and dream on it and say, God, what do I do next? My mama just died, and what do I do now? What's the purpose of life? If you don't understand that curiosity only comes from your higher self, your soul, and that God, and when you have dreams, if you're a Christian, those dreams are God speaking to you. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So it's called soul speak, I call it. That's what your dreams are. Because you've got to think of God as the ultimate dream master. He's beyond time and space. He's beyond dimensions. And when I went to heaven 60 years ago, what God taught me, that to God, there's no such thing as a past or future. Do you know what? To God, everything's now. A trillion years in the future is still now to God. Do you know that? There's no such thing as time. There's no such thing as dimensions of size. In fact, one of the things he told me, which I'll tell you, kind of you'll like this, is the known galaxies, and he taught me quantum mechanics in space when I was 8, by the way, which is why in grade 11 I won this special aptitude test to go to MIT nuclear physics, and I turned it down. I didn't want to make nuclear weapons to kill everybody on Earth. That's 69. That's a long time ago. He told me there are more galaxies in the universe than grains of sand on every beach. And I said, how many galaxies? He said, over 266 quadrillion. Now, I remember, I mean, I never knew what the word quadrillion meant back then, but I knew it was a big number, right? And he said, in all of the galaxies in the curved time space, and he told me what curved time space, when I was up in heaven, is an elemental particle in a hydrogen atom, in a water molecule, in a butterfly, where he is still God. We have no idea how great God is and how awesome he is. That's why my favorite book of the Bible is Job. People say, well, the book of this, the book of Revelation, I said, no, Job. And one of my favorite statements is God said to Job, my ways are higher than your ways. We have no conception who God is. We only get a little tiny inkling of it, don't we? Right?
Yeah.
I
agree.
One of the things he taught me, which he told me I couldn't say for 60 years, because when I graduated in 1977, that's a long time ago now, right? 77, that's 44 years ago, a priest came from the Vatican, wanted me to become a doctor for the Pope and the Cardinals because of the story I had from heaven I gave to the Catholic nuns. And one of the things I was told not to say until 3 weeks ago, which I'm now saying, is of the vast universe, and if you take the Drake equation, there's more than 100 million civilizations in the last billion years. God said, I've incarnated on these worlds to both humanoid and non-humanoid beings and brought my truth to these beings across my cosmos because it's the destiny of mankind to become the queen of the heavens. In other words, we are transitioning to a galactic civilization where we spread into limitless worlds and have extended lifespans, and we will bring order into the chaos of the universe by doing only God's will, because you can only sin against God. You can't sin against man or the universe or anything else. Sin simply means not doing what God told you to do. The Hebrew word is Shema. Now, when our healthcare system is off. When you hear Buttigieg saying he's a real Christian and he's trying to act like he's a real Christian, he's going to get on his smart ass with Pence and so on, and at the same time, he's saying that it's a woman's choice about killing the baby even after they're born. I'm thinking, Buttigieg, you look like the guy on Mad Magazine, doesn't he? He looks like he's cleanly insane.
Alfred E. Newman.
He's Alfred B. Newman walking in the flesh, man. Alfred, go back on the magazine cover. Please do not run for president, okay? Alfred, go away. And he's arrogant, too. He actually didn't even go through military training or anything. You know what he drove? I'm Humvee, and you think he had 117 tours? He was a taxi driver in Afghanistan for 6 months. Duh. Okay? So let's get a reality check. Same as Bernie Sanders Claus. The guy never worked a day in his life. If he was a doctor, he'd be like an undertaker, because the guy's an idiot, okay? I'm a real doctor. And guess what? I'd say about 2% of doctors have the brains to actually do a hard science thing. If I was out setting up medical school, they'd have to do a medical PhD, an extra 3 years of training on intermediate metabolism, immunotoxicology, quantum biophysics, and epigenetics. And if they didn't know all that stuff and can pass their medical PhD, they wouldn't practice, and they could never specialize like they do in Switzerland until they do 5 years of general medicine. You know, you can't even go to dentistry until you have 5 years of general medical practice with an MD. Can't even go to dentistry in Switzerland. Do you know that? You cannot specialize as a surgeon unless you've been a generalist for 5 years. That's why they're the best doctors in the freaking world are Swiss. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Amazing, hey? One of my buddies trying to call me. He called me early, Greg Ford. He's going to be on an hour, too. I will give him a call back. He's got lots of intel. I got intel people. People say, Dr. Deagle, you think you know everything. I said, if I'm talking about it, I know it. And I said, challenge me. Come into my cage. I said, don't worry. There's a screen on the top. You can't crawl out of the cage and get away from me. It won't be funny. That's why I don't have any doctors or people that say, well, Dr. Deagle, I'm going to take you on. You're an arrogant son of a bitch. I said, I'm not nice. I said, the word nice in Deagle is not nice. I'll die for you, but I won't lie to you. In other words, when you're a real Christian, it's not milk and cookie time. It's Delta Force time, isn't it? Whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, or just a citizen standing up for the unborn, or trying to get people's health back by getting integrated medicine, if you're a real Christian, not a phony baloney, it's Delta Force time, isn't it?
Indeed.
And you got to give up everything, even your own life if you have to, in order to serve God. Next one is Digestes and Gastrozyme. Let's talk about these for a minute. People, they think they're digesting their food. It's like, okay, when I get stool tests from Genova Labs, and I've done it for decades now, 3 decades, and I get the test back, people say, I digest my food. I said, really? I said, well, I got your undigested stool fibers and the dysbiotic bacteria, and there's all kinds of stuff you didn't digest. You're kidding. I said, it doesn't matter if they're a teen or 20s or 30s. They think that it's only old people don't digest your food. I said, no. There's a lot of people with hyperchlorhydria. People have taken antibiotics and they have dysbiosis in their gut, or they just have shitty metabolism so that they haven't had any minerals, so they don't even make stomach acid. Digestes restores your stomach acid and pep. And people think, well, acid's bad. I'm thinking, are you an idiot? Okay. Do you know the reason why carrion birds don't die of eating really bad dying flesh? It's because their stomach acid's so high that anything living, including bacteria, get fried to pieces by their acid in their stomach. Did you know that? So if a buzzard eats a piece of dying flesh from a bird or something on the road, they don't die because they digest the hell out of it with acid and stomach enzymes to break it down before it can kill them. Isn't that interesting? And then we get idiots out there going to commercials. This guy talking about taking a proton pump inhibitor and a hydrogen thing. I remember back almost 50 years ago, they just start bringing out H2 blockers. I remember one of the surgeons said, I think that's going to be a bad idea. I said, yeah, I agree with you. So now, it was at the pharmacy for years, and then about like 20 years ago, they said, no, you can just walk up to the counter and buy an H2 blocker. And then they added proton pump inhibitors, and they got this idiot guy from somewhere in the south, and he's got a deep south accent. He's eating really hot food, and he's kind of water skiing, and he's eating his hot food and taking a proton pump inhibitor. It's like, excuse me, man, your bones are going to go bye-bye, because when you have no stomach acid, you're not only going to get SIBO, it'll give you pancreatic cancer or gallstones. You're going to not digest your food, and you're going to get overgrowth of deconjugating bacteria in your lower gut. And anything your liver conjugated to get the hell out of your body is going to deconjugate and go back to your target organs, giving you dementia and cancer. People say, oh, no, Dr. Deagle. I said, look, I got friends that did research on this 50 years ago. They would take a high-pressure chromatography and look at all the toxic chemicals coming back. I can send your blood today to Great Plains Lab to Dr. Shaw, who was the head of one of the senior doctors at the CDC years ago. And I can tell you all the different 18 classes of chemicals that if you have deconjugating bacteria in your lower gut are going to show back up because you didn't digest your food and you had no probiotics in your gut. And you had 2 weeks of antibiotics and now your risk of cancer is going to go up for 3.5 years. Did you know that? If you take antibiotics, let's say because some dumb doctor thought you should take it for Lyme disease or your sinus infections, did you realize your rate of cancer is going to go up for 3 years or more? Isn't that wild? People said, Dr. Deagle, can you prove that? I said, yeah, I can. I can measure deconjugated toxins in your whole blood and your blood and your white cells and do a high-pressure chromatography with Dr. Shaw at Great Plains Lab and show you all the crap that's still in your blood because you're deconjugating bacteria there because you got SIBO. Well, why did Aretha Franklin die? And this Canadian guy that runs that game show thing is very popular. He's dying of SIBO, small intestinal bowel overgrowth, because he probably took proton pump inhibitors or H2 blockers.
And rather than restore, know if he was on that stuff for a while.
Oh, I guarantee he was on it. Okay, everybody and their dog's on it. And they advertise it like TV, hey, take this. And then they give you 4 seconds of benefits and 56 seconds of how it'll kill you or ruin your life. It's almost humorous. It's like, I'm sure Satan is there and he's eating his popcorn while he's listening to the lessons and he's clapping so hard he's going to choke on his popcorn. You know? Yeah, 4 seconds of benefits and they're going to die. And people say, no, Dr. Deagle, you're making that up. I said, do you think your doctor has cracked the PDR or the drug reference in Canada? Do you think so? Do you think they had to know all this stuff? Even when I talk to pharmacists, they say, yeah, I know that, but this is my job. I got to prescribe these drugs. All they do is a package in the back of the pharmacy where they're now the pharmacist used to 40, 50 years ago actually compound, and they were like a doctor. Now they just got people that are drug salesmen. They just package the pills and make sure when you go back to the pharmacy, usually at the back of the store, so you have to buy all the other crap before you get there, right?
Right.
So what about digestes and gastrozyme? People have to realize, if you think you're digesting your food, you may be right, but if your bowel movement's not normal, or if you feel like, hey, I'm really dragging my butt, you're probably not even digesting the food you even eat, even if it was good quality organic food, right?
Right. So this is one of the top problems that people are dealing with, and it's interesting. It's that time bomb kind of setup. I think you just were talking about like an Alex Trebek or something. You know, people are going to use, I don't know his exact circumstance, but like you're saying, you're going to have digestive difficulty, and you use things that basically kind of cover up the symptoms but don't solve the problem. You set yourself up in this time bomb scenario that how long down the road, you know, before the body just can't handle, you know, what's been happening.
I got a humorous analogy for you while we're doing that, okay? Just make you laugh a little. Now, imagine if you're a pilot and you've had a few years of training and so you're flying from one of the big airlines and your co-pilot comes on and he has a little spray can of black paint. And he says to the pilot, said, now, don't worry. If the little red lights flash, I have my black paint here. I'm just going to spray those flashing lights so you won't see them anymore. That's what people are doing with drugs. Spray the little flashing lights so you don't see them flash anymore. Please continue.
That's exactly it. And so you've covered over the warning lights. And so anyway, resetting digestion is really important. And it's one of the more common things that people need to do. And it's not a really hard, complex thing to do. Digestes is one of those formulations that actually adds hydrochloric acid into your stomach along with what's known as pepsin and gentian root. And help with the stimulation of the digestion of food. And therefore, I think a lot of people are familiar with, you know, oh, it's important that the body's at the right pH. Well, I find it almost interesting that you'll drink water that's quote-unquote at the right pH, but yet you have no idea about the acidic nature that your stomach needs to be when it's digesting food.
Right.
And you do things that totally alter the pH, and that could be because you're using proton pump inhibitors or H2 blockers, or you drink tons of, you know, icy cold drinks while you're eating your food or something like that.
But
like,
well, by the way, when you eat an icy cold drink, what you know happens to your stomach acid drops to zero. Do you know that?
Right, you neutralize it. You go achlorhydric, right?
Yeah, you're basically says, hey, no, I'm not making hydrochloric acid, man. That was cold.
Yeah, and your body spent a lot of time and energy trying to make it, and because it's an intensive process.
Right.
So ironically, for a lot of people to overcome the challenges that they face in digestion, they actually need acid, not suppress acid.
Right.
Because that's how we're made.
Let's put it this way. If the government tries to take over, it's a good thing to have lots of guns, but it's more important to have bullets.
You got to be able to break this
if
stuff
you don't
down,
have the bullets, so, man, you can have all the guns you want. Won't do a damn thing.
Digestees will help you to basically create the right acidic nature so your food breaks down properly. And then as it moves into the small intestine where you complete the digestive process, if it's not in an acidic pH range, a very acidic pH range, your enzymes don't work right. And I know there's a lot of people listening go, yeah, I have a problem with certain foods. You know, I get gas, I get bloating, I get foul smell.
Well, those are warning signs that your digestion is probably screwed up, right?
Yeah. And so, and then you have Gastrozyme, which is something that can be added. And Gastrozyme basically is a 100% vegetarian enzyme blend. And the neat thing about this is it works in a much broader pH range. So if you have kind of messed up your pH for digestion, it's a great enzyme formula to be able to use to start helping the body to break down the food completely.
Yeah.
So that you can absorb your nutrients.
Exactly.
And not cause
the next
challenges.
One, this is very important. People don't realize your gut, your lower bowel makes vitamin K2. Now, most people... I had a call this morning about a lady who's osteoporotic. The doctor wants to give her drugs. Now, the drugs they want to give her are called bisphosphonates. Did you know that bisphosphonates kill your osteoblasts? They do new bone like a little trowel in the lamella of your bone. So if you're calcifying your arteries in your heart and you're not calcifying your bones, you got a vitamin K2 menaquinone deficiency. And if you don't make it in your bowel, guess what? We got it for you. Take menaquinone 7, full vitamin K2, 2 capsules twice a day. And we can repeat your high-speed CT scan of your heart or your bone densitometry after a year, or do a DEXA bone scan, or do a what's called a deoxypyridinium and pyridinylene subunit in 3 weeks after you start our program with Bone Generator, MyCell D3, MyCoD2, Collagen Max, and Full Vitamin K2. Guess what? Your body says, "Hallelujah! You listened to Deagle. You were going to rebuild some damn bones. Now we're going to stop spilling them as deoxypyridinium and pyridinylene in a year." When you do a bone densitometry scan or 6 months, it's going to look normal. Now remember, if your doctor gives you bisphosphonates, you'll have denser bones, but they'll crumble. They'll be like, if you're a really dumb truck driver, you're going to drive over a bridge with no rebar in it, and you're going to die because the debris will kill you. And people don't get that, do they? They have no idea how to measure the level of stupidity of their health provider. And I learned a new parameter. I call it the negative IQ. Some people are brainiacs. They get an IQ of minus 300. It's not plus 300, it's minus. They're actually stupider than rocks. How's that? And it does take a great deal of effort, but some people are really good at it. Right? Next one is Gamma A+.
Right.
You know, we talk about free radicals. Why do you think people are getting heart disease? One of the things that's most aggravating to me is the Framingham study. Now, I did work back now in 1978 with a head of cardiology who was a biochemist, Dr. Moskowitz, at the University of British Columbia. And we had hundreds, and I draw the blood a lot myself, of Eskimos, Northwest Territories, and Alaskans. And how high do you think their cholesterol was? It wasn't 250 or 300. It was 3,000 to almost 4,000 milligrams. When we drew their blood, it separated like the milk that used to be around the 50s back in Toronto, Nova Scotia. The milkman back then didn't just set it up outside or in a little cubby hole inside your kitchen door. He'd come into your back door of your kitchen and he put the milk inside the refrigerator. That's a different world back then, right? So being Billy Deagle, I was smarter than most kids. I'd sneak up before Mama got up or the maid, and I'd go out and I'd pour off the cream off the top because it was before homogenization. They had Lentil 50, which was toxic as hell. There was screw up milk, black albumin and casein, and I'd pour off the good stuff at the top, the cream, and say, good, I love that cream, right? Guess what? Cholesterol doesn't do a damn thing except aggregate graft-free radicals. And if it oxidizes, this non-ornial hydroxycholesterol, I've been measuring this for 30 years with Dr. Broughton at AEL Labs in Los Angeles. So when people say, cholesterol's bad. My doctor gave me a cholesterol-lowering agent. I had one knucklehead person just a few weeks ago. He called me and says, well, I ended up in hospital, and they thought I was having a stroke, so they did a bunch of tests on me. My cholesterol's normal, but they thought I better take a cholesterol-lowering drug. I said, happy castration. He said, what do you mean castration? I said, well, you need LDL cholesterol to make male hormone. I said, what? He said, you also need it to make CoQ10, the spark that makes your heart and blood vessels contract. I said, what? I said, you have no idea just how dumb your doctors are, aren't you? They're trying to kill you. Actually, they're doing what's called pre-embalming. You know, they should give you a kind of a, like a cut on your interment or your coffin just because you took all the drugs your doctor gave you because you're pre-embalmed. They can even cut back on the amount of embalming fluid they use in your grave when they put you in the coffin. So you look good and you have a nice smile, put makeup on you, do up your hair. They're pre-embalmed. They took 10 drugs before they died. You get the pre-embalming certificate from your doctor. What do you think of that? Save you money for your interment.
Yeah.
You like that, hey? So they're taking these cholesterol-lowering drugs. I'm thinking they're called HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors. Take Gamma A+. It has tocotrienols and tocopherols to get rid of nitroproxy. And if you don't do that, and also get rid of homocysteine with things like our powermuscle B12 superfolate, BioLVR, and the biggie is what's called Samethyl, 400 milligrams of acetylsalicylamine and 600 milligrams of trimethylglycine. Gamma A Plus gets rid of nitroproxy. This is the one that fries your brain cells. This is the one that fries your artery walls. Nitroproxy radical. People say, oh no, my doctor, your doctor doesn't even know this exists. What do you mean your doctor? I mean, it's like people, I've had an argument last Monday, not this Monday, the Monday before, about a gentleman who was David Dees. And he's trying to convince me, oh, he's a great artist for social art, that we live in a snow globe, that we live in a flat earth. I'm thinking, I'm going to teach him some quantum physics of Higgs bosons and quantum structure of matter in space and time. And by the time I finished, you can tell he was starting to have what's called a conniption, where, you know, when you see somebody having a conniption, all their organs are flipped to the outside of their body, including their eyeballs and their guts and their heart, and you can actually see them intellectually completely befuddled, so their eyeballs are rotating in opposite directions and their guts are outside their skin, right? So you've got to understand, do not ever estimate, like Einstein made the statement, you know, genius is quantifiable and stupidity is limitless. I feel like a little pea of curiosity floating in an ocean of stupid. It really is. I don't feel exceptional. I'm just curious, you know? And I can't believe people believe taking cholesterol-lowering drugs is taking to something like Gamma A+. Plus. So why are tocotrienols and tocopherols so important? Because, if you get rid of these things, you're not going to burn up your macrophage, big eater cells. You're not going to, which form foam cells that secrete soluble IKM 1 and 2, precipitate fibrin and platelets, and cause the formation of plaque that's going to either block an artery off or embolize down the artery and give you a heart attack or a stroke. And people say, Dr. Deagle, how do you know all this stuff? Well, 24 years ago, Dr. Roger Damley, who's an invasive cardiologist here at offices, because I took over 4 general internist practice at the Swedish hospital, and I worked in the ICU because I'm an ICU doctor too. Besides all the other things I've done, I'm an intensivist, a family doctor, a surgeon, and a doctor in infectious disease, radiology, nuclear toxicology, and so on. And so Demi says, let's go over to the Greek restaurant, Deagle. And I heard you know something about causes vascular disease. Now, he did an extra 4 years of training beyond his cardiology in New York and doing invasive cardiology. And after I did a data dump, because you know I'm a pain in the butt, right? That's why I have personality defects, but I'm tolerable because I'm a good guy. Anyway, he got white as a ghost. He said, you're going to ruin our business, Deagle. And I was being sarcastic, like a cat playing with a mouse, like flipping the tail. I said, I'll bet you do the cardiac cat on Thursday and I'm getting 5,000 poppies. Yeah, and he all brightened, all of a sudden the blood came back. I don't even have to put the cast through, the technician does it. I just have to do the fix study and dictate with the electronic dictation. I said, I'll bet on Wednesday you used to do golf and you got a really good handicap. Yeah, I'm going to play it again. And he looked at me like, holy shit, I've been played with. And he looked at me like, all of a sudden he got real pale again. And he realized, like, crap, people, you're playing with me. I said, yeah. He said, I told my father when he was dying that I was going to find the cause of heart disease. 67 times his radio tower above his home. He was ideal weight, but he had Kipper hearing. He thought he had a heart attack. He blew a hole from one side of his heart and they patched it. He died 2 days later. By the way, when they did up in the Canadian healthcare system, they called my brother, who's not a doctor, he's rather me, so they gave him a lethal injection of morphine. That's what they do in Canada. A. You know, they say A, it's because you got social communists up there, like we do in Britain. That's why a lot of doctors left Britain when it turned into social communism. That's why you have Bernie Sanders Claus. Mr. Angry Canadian had communists, right? Well, if you want to live, you got to not have freaking socialism or communism. And you want doctors to actually care and know what the hell they're doing. Most doctors, if I had my way, they'd have to go to school, either online or whatever, for an additional 3 years and defend a medical PhD. Neither do they have the will or the brains or the curiosity to do so. Most of them would be out there collecting trash or working flipping burgers. They would not have the brains to actually be doing what they're doing. They learn how to do a procedure like a really good monkey. As I say, most doctors are drug salesmen with 12 procedures, whether you're an orthopedic surgeon or a plastic surgeon or a physiatrist or an obstetrician. It doesn't take a genius to learn how to do a C-section or to deliver a baby. It takes someone who has good motor skills. Period. That's it. And listen to the Nutri-Medical Report. High-level primates can do the same thing. You know that, right? Nutri-Medical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Wouldn't it be funny walking in the operating room and you see, like, you know, a large orangutan deliver a baby and realize they're just as smart as your obstetrician? But especially Friday firing line. People say, Dr. Nagel, you're making it up. I said, I wish I was, man. The Planet of the Apes is real. So... next one is gastro heal. Of course, it's incarnizine. People think, well, I want to heal my ulcers. I say, well, why don't you coat them? Zincarnosine. It's amazing, isn't it? Simple as hell. If I got indigestion, like esophageal indigestion or whatever, or I got abnormal peristalsis, my esophagus trying to crawl in my chest, I take IBS care to restore peristalsis with a bowel release carnitine, and I take gastro heal. And how fast does it work? Instantly. You don't have to wait 24 hours because the drug's going to work by cutting out your stomach acid. It works right away. Coach is like, oh man, I got relief. People say, you're kidding, Deagle. I said, no. Just like when you have 5-HTP crossed to cross the blood-brain barrier to reverse depression, you don't have to wait a month. It's better in 24 to 72 hours. Just take that along with B vitamins and your bio-LVR. And your superfolate power muscle B12, and guess what? Bye bye depression. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Next one. Let's talk about glycemics. We talked about this a little earlier. This will block your sugar because people don't realize we're sugarholics, aren't we? People's like IV drug therapy, you know. Yeah, 100 years ago, it took 24 hours to digest a slice of bread. Now it takes 20 minutes. Wonder why we're turning diabetic? Are you kidding? People are so addicted to big surges of sugar, and their body says, oh, I can't handle that. So the muscles become resistant because they want to accept fatty acids or ketone. And your muscles literally start to lose the GLUT4 transporter. It's a muscle disease. And you look at the people that get diabetic. There are people like the Pima Indians or people like Mongolians or people from the Middle East where you want to use fuel of ketone bodies or fatty acids for fuel rather than sugar. And you start to lose the GLUT4 transporter so they can survive on the fat in their body because you only have a few thousand calories of glycogen. I know what causes diabetes. You think the medical profession wants to solve this problem? Of course not. They're making money on dialysis and eye surgery and people that are blind. People are getting amputations. It's, you know, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day.
Green tea is supreme. Now, people say, well, why is this important? I said, well, anti-aging, you want to lose life fat? One capsule can be 10 pots of green tea to get rid of fat and even take away bad breath. You know that your bad breath thiol compounds are literally disappear as soon as you start taking green tea? No more bad breath. You say, I got bad breath, doc. Take green tea supreme. What? I said, well, all thiol compounds are grabbed by the polyphenol compounds in green tea, aren't they?
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Next one. Hormone synergy. And we can put that along with Men's Max Plus. Men's Max Plus, if you take two capsules twice a day, your male hormone will be released from sex hormone binding globulin, and take Hormone Synergy at least two capsules twice a day. And guess what? The 8-prenyl neurinogen will block you from converting your male hormone to girly hormone. As they say, switching to my Arnold Schwarzenegger voice, if you do not take Dr. Deagle's Hormone Synergy and Men's Max Plus, you're going to be turned into a girly man. Right? Don't. You want to listen. I know you want to spit on him and curse at him and turn off the radio, but listen and take his pills and don't take the hormones from the doctor who wants to give you testosterone pellets, because the excess hormone will be converted to female and you'll get breast buds just like your daughter or your granddaughter. You want breast buds? Go to the oncologist or the hormone therapist that'll put pellets or shots in your butt. People say, oh no. I said, what do you think the body does with the excess hormone? It turns into female hormone. Did you know that? Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is. And people say, no, you're making that up. I said, look, I can go and do a test on you and tell you what your hormone profile is. They say, you're kidding, Deagle. I said, yeah, I can do that. I can send a test kit to you now. Anywhere in the world, you can be in Germany or Canada. I can send a test kit. You draw the bloods, you get a blood draw. You send it off to a certified lab. It comes back and says, oh my gosh, I am becoming a girly man. I said, your doctor didn't tell you that, did they? No, I'm a little angry now. I used to play golf with him, and I go to dinner with him and his kids there. Play with my kids. I said, that's fine. Don't let them put pellets in your butt or shot of like hormones. Let us give you testo cream, take Men's Max Plus, and take DHA, pregnenolone, and transdermally to bypass your liver. Next one is 5-HTP cross-remission early for depression. And people that can't sleep, they don't realize they're not making melatonin. Serotonin does not cross the blood-brain barrier for you. Eating turkey doesn't do a damn thing to correct depression. You need 5-hydroxytryptophan and B vitamins, superfolate, powerful B12. And if you can't get it across the blood-brain barrier, which 5-hydroxytryptophan does, you're not going to correct depression. And the most powerful antioxidant to protect your eyes and your brain tissue, guess what it is? Melatonin. The research was done at the University of Colorado. There's nothing stronger in your body to stop cancer transformation in your body than melatonin your brain makes. You know, isn't that interesting? Melatonin is not just to help you go to sleep. It's to help make sure you don't go to sleep permanently by dying from cancer. Interesting, eh?
Yeah.
And the guys in Colorado discovered this. I talked to the scientists who were working on it years ago. They said, yeah, look what we discovered. I said, that's really cool. But you think the regular medical profession gets this? And this is done by doctors that are endocrinologists and PhD biochemists, right? Next one I like is Inflamix. I had a lady the other day. She said, I've got sciatica. She called me yesterday. She texted me in the middle of the night, by the way. I'm up. You know, because I'm a little hyper, as you can tell. And so I'm up at night two or three times a night, and I get this text message. This guy's in a panic over his wife with sciatica. So we've got our new pain away cream. And I told him, I said, she needs Inflamix. 2 to 3 capsules twice a day. It's got serpeptase and the Wobenzym I'm in formula, but 10 times stronger. And it'll break up adhesions between the interfascial tissues in her body that are trapping nerves or causing pain in her joints or whatever. It's amazing. And it works so well without all the bad effects of taking nonsteroidals. If you take a nonsteroidal, you actually block the good prostaglandins to protect you from heart attacks. So if you take ibuprofen, do you know there's a 32% increased risk of having a heart attack? And Voltaren, the same thing. All these nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories, there's roughly about a 30% plus chance of having a heart attack or a stroke or a vascular event if you take these nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories. Did you know that? Nasty, eh? As they say, you know, they're working for the dark side, trying to get you ready for your grave. So the Inflamix will do the opposite. It'll actually get rid of the plaque. I know you're ready to go here now.
I've got to get going, but thank you, Dr. Bill, for having me. Appreciate it. And happy birthday to you. And
well, that was last weekend. That was my DOA day. You know that, right?
DOA, yep.
Yeah, DOA. My dead on arrival day. But you know what? Lord God has preserved me and resurrected me at 5 years ago, last January, and again, he had to kind of fix me up over December, because when I got an ear infection, thank God I have my fancy things, because I have superhuman hearing. But I lost all hearing in my right ear, got such bad vertigo, and whatever, I could hardly move. But I had the nutraceuticals and technology. The Lord resurrected me again. So if you listen to me and take our nutriments and technology, you're going to live long and prosper, like Spock says. If you don't, you're going to suffer, and especially with things like SARS, which is a super pandemic. Or if you're listening to your regular doctors, they're trying to poison you with toxic polypharmacy. Remember, It says in Revelation 9, before I let you go, it said they did not repent of their pharmakia. It's actually the Greek word in the Revelation chapter 9 of Revelation. They didn't repent of going to the pharmacy. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's good.
Repent, oh people. Do not go to the pharmacy except for something you absolutely need. And if you need one drug rather than five drugs, that's okay. There's a place for drugs, but it's a small place. It's 10 to 20% of the time now, not 100% or 50%. It's 10 to 20, right?
That's right. I will see you, Dr. Bill. I'm gone next week. I will see you on the 3rd.
So, yeah, we're back on the 3rd. By the way, when we have you back, we're going to be on both Parallel on Genesis Network and on live video, too. We'll be on both. Yeah, I got new tech here. Yeah, take care. We'll see you now. We'll see you on Genesis Network. And take care. Bye. Okay, we're going to a break. We're going to be back in a couple minutes here with our next guest.